Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. We're now already in the third hour. Very important interviews coming up. I want you to record this. I want you to tell your friends and family to tune in because there are literal monsters all around us. There are criminal pieces of filth operating with impunity all around us, and I want you to know who they are. Right now, let's blitz through three calls. Tom and PA, then David and Bob. Tom, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hey, man, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, that Iranian thing you were talking about earlier, it does definitely look like we're going in there. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is, what do you feel about the prophecies? And what are you doing to prepare for something like that?
Well, it's... I am personally prepared. I have 2 years of storable food, not because I live in fear, because I've got, you know, that's my insurance. I've got firearms to protect my family, stud properly. I have a little bit of precious metals, and I have basic preparedness items. And I do my best to warn people and wake people up about what's happening in the world. And nobody in my family is going to be drafted, and I'm not going to any FEMA camp, because that's all being announced. And I certainly hope it doesn't come to that, and I'm trying to avert and, you know, try to get people to wake up and get involved so we can be given a reprieve.
Any kind of shelter? Do you have a shelter, or are you just storing your food?
A shelter from what? The Iranians can't hit us with any nuclear weapons. I don't think the Russians are. I live near a major military center. If the Russians ever decided to hit us, I probably would die in the hit. There are probably four or five MIRV missiles targeted just on Austin, and there's probably 50 missiles targeted in the arsenal on Fort Hood. I am in the middle of one of the biggest complexes here, and so, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I just want to say it's got me infuriated. I try real hard to get out and tell as many people as I can. I run around. I travel a lot, so I bought a CB, and it just seems like within the last year, it exploded. People are starting to come, you know, awaken to this, and it's pretty awesome to hear truck drivers talk about it.
Exactly. I'm glad folks are waking up because they better, because it's coming down on us.
Yes, it is. Well, thanks for having me on your show, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate you calling. It's good to have you on board, my friend. Let's talk to David in Oklahoma. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, this is David with FalseTheTruth.org.
Hey, how you doing?
I was going to put out a call to action. Rudolph Giuliani is going to be in Oklahoma City tomorrow. KOCO Channel 5 News didn't give a time. They just give a place, Oklahoma History Center.
But they tomorrow wouldn't afternoon. Give a time. Well, you could probably call the Oklahoma City Center and they'll tell you.
Yeah. I went on their website last night, and it didn't show anything for that day.
Well, these people creep around, because everywhere they go, there's protesters. It's the Oklahoma what center?
Oklahoma History Center, right across the street from the state capitol.
And they won't tell us in this free country when his lordship is going to be showing up?
No, they don't want anybody to know.
That's because they'll have like 100. They'll have 100 of his stage minions there, claiming it was a throng of the citizens worshiping him.
Yep.
You know they have fake town hall meetings everywhere where no one's allowed in, but then on the news they announce it. Everyone loves it. This was free to the public. And then they take your driver's license number at the Democrat and Republican meetings now.
Yeah.
And, Go ahead.
Can I make a comment about the driver's license?
Yeah, go ahead.
Gasoline? Here in Oklahoma they will have Quick Trip. And if you give them your driver's license number, they'll give you a quick start card that turns the pump on for you. And if you steal their gas, it automatically goes on your driving record.
You're treating us all like criminals. Oh, you're all criminals. Get registered with us to be able to buy gas. See, folks, we're inches away from not having cash anymore. Anything else you want to add, sir?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Call back again. All right, we'll be right back with our guests.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later, I will play a little clip of Keith Olbermann with Bill Maher talking about 9/11. It's only about a minute and a half long, but that's coming up later. We'll try to jam some of your calls in the last 20 minutes as well. Governments killed over 200 million people in the 20th century. Over 200 million. Stalin, 60 mil. The Chinese government officially admits they killed 60 million. That's them saying they did it. Pol Pot killed conservatively 2 million. You start adding it up, it's over 200 million in the 20th century alone. By the very same fellow travelers, the people running our society today. In the old Soviet Union, millions of children were taken from their parents. You always hear about big Russian orphanages, and they go show, you know, the children running around naked and abused and piles of feces everywhere. I mean, I'm sure you've seen on the national news the last 20, 30 years. I've seen it many times. Why is it so bad? Because they took so many children. They had social services. They had CPS there. They had hate crimes there, folks. That's where all that comes from. Do you understand that? In China, they'd take the children and put them in factories. It's a little bit better than what Russia did. This is social engineering. I have the CPS Calhoun reader that they get, that the University of Texas was using just a few years ago, and I have the actual textbook where it says the family is a disease. This is what social workers take. Now, I'm not saying all social workers are bad. The social workers that help retarded kids do a good job, and the social workers that help with adoption. It's certain key cadres, certain cores, the ones that go out and grab the children, they are the crooks. And even the ones that, you know, aren't pedophiles or aren't perverts or weren't abused and think everybody else is abusive, you know, a lot of them are just mental patient types, they still violate the law under color of law, snatching kids all the time. And as of 3 or 4 years ago, 3,000 children were missing in Florida. The CPS couldn't say where they were. It turned out the top three that ran CPS were convicted child rapists, and the system was full of them. Now it's all over the news. In Texas, the same thing. And we've got the U.S. attorney saying, and the U.S. prosecutor saying in a letter, this isn't WorldNet Daily, this is in the Dallas Morning News, saying, well, maybe the kids in these prisons, in these juvenile justice halls, maybe it didn't hurt them to be raped at all-night rape parties. Maybe they wanted it. Maybe it was consensual. I mean, it says this. So, see, now they're in the open saying they can do it. And then you hear about it in the news, on the TV, and it's, oh, there's the problem at the Texas Youth Commission. Oregon, California, New York, Florida, and Texas. Connecticut's bad, too, but statistically, and the numbers we have are the worst, and we know these states are run by pedophile rings. Now, I'm going to shut up about this and let our guest go over it. We have his pastor on the line as well, and he can be introduced. Greg Pound and Melissa Pound have had their 4 children taken away by DCF. I call them CPS, for over 2 years because one child was bitten by a dog. Greg spent a month in the county jail for refusing to tell Judge Marion Fleming where his wife is living with their new baby named Moses, as Judge Fleming and DCF want to take that child away too. Now, they're about to terminate their, and they'll change their names and place them with other people. And, folks, again, I don't have time to go over it all, but every time you hear about abuse, it's some foster parents burning the children, torturing them, having them live in cages. And judges have said, well, you can have them live in cages. And they warehouse them. They get a bunch of money for them. I'm not saying all foster parents, but a goodly sum. It's a moneymaker. Folks, I worked for a carpet cleaning company, so I've been in a lot of houses. And you'd go to houses, and there'd be dirty mattresses in different rooms, disheveled kids, pot smoke everywhere, some fat-bellied pervert stomping around. You're there cleaning their carpets. I mean, I've been in these foster homes, okay? I've seen it. I've seen these buckets of trash. And I'm going to shut up about it because our guests are there. I'm trying to give you some background. Over 1 million children are grabbed each year. What was 1.4 million last time I saw a statistic? You're 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody, and that's whitewashed, watered-down numbers. That's the government reporting on itself. This is hell on earth. And, you know, my wife has friends that are middle class, some of them wealthy, and, you know, children that our children are friends with, they go to playgroup, and, you know, my wife goes to playgroup and goes, where's Jenny? Well, right now, this, you know, the CPS has got her, and then she met another family where she'd known for a few years who told her about this, same thing, but they were fighting to keep the child because they don't know. Children, if they fall out of a tree, my mother broke her arm in a tree. I broke bones climbing things. I broke fingers. If you break your finger and there's witnesses, doesn't matter. You go to the hospital. The doctor says, why did this happen? By law, they're told to do this. They report you. CPS comes. They say, sign this. Your kids are gone, folks. Literally, my children have never gotten hurt. And literally, because of this, we have to stand over them outside, stand over them on the jungle gym, constantly focused, constantly, like it's NFL football precision, that they never get hurt, that they be watched continually, because we understand we're living in the Soviet Union, okay? This is not a free country. Trash in your backyard. You bring your kid in because the dog, the kid was getting in the dog bowl, playing with the dog, pushing it back, and it snapped him on the neck, or, you know, a little, just barely scratched, but the parent's paranoid and goes in for a tetanus shot. Boom, your kids are gone. Fall off a jungle gym, your kids are gone. You're in the wrong hospital, they think you're poor, tell them you don't want shots, your kids are gone. There's no law, they still take them. This is hell. And now I'm going to shut up now. I want Greg Pound, who heads up Free Our Kids, that is the website, freeourkids.com, tell everybody about it. It's an excellent site with all these video depositions of what's happened to people. He's in Florida, in the heart of the beast, Just take the next 5 minutes, break down, as if you only had 5 minutes, a synopsis of what happened to you, what you're facing, what you've dealt with, and the other families you've talked to, and what you've seen. And I love when you called in a week ago or so, you talked about how you prayed to God to defend you against the CPS worker, and she got arrested the next day, but still you haven't gotten your children back. But just go through this for us.
Okay, Alex, I thank you for having me on. What it was 2.5 years ago, our daughter got accidentally bit by someone else's dog. And the sad situation is that just a little background about me and my wife. We homeschool our kids. We work with an organization, matter of fact, in homeschooling out of Texas, Big Sandy, Texas, with Bill Gothard's ministry, and it's called Advanced Training Institute, ATI program. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, or your listeners may be. And what it is you have a congressman out of Dallas there who's on the board of that, and then you got a lot of different senators throughout the country who are on that board of it's an advanced training institute for children. And so we have to, it's like we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do drugs. We live a clean life. We're striving to make America a better place. And
well, Bill Clinton and Janet Reno said homeschooling is abusive, so they think you're a criminal because you homeschool. But get into the story.
Okay. Well, so the situation is our daughter got accidentally bit. A case manager came out by the name of Megan Gallagher. If you want this for your listeners, they can all look at it on the St. Pete Times. Just to verify, December 10th, 2004, she was arrested for falsifying 26 cases prior to our case. But the whole system, after 2.5 years of being caught into this situation and trying to ask why these people refuse to give us our kids back, putting us in parenting classes where we got to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual at 5 and 6 years old. They've been to the doctors now over 100 times. They're laundering our children for this money, Medicaid money, and just going on and on. They plan on terminating our rights in May to our children, and they have nothing on us. This is why it's gone on for 2.5 years. They have no charges against us, but they're refusing to give us our kids back. But it's not only our family. It's families all over the state of Florida. I mean, it's a massive problem that we have where these people are laundering children for federal grant money. I mean, their budget was $24 million in 2005, and for 2006 is $28 million. And it's just a shame that these people are receiving money from the federal government to come in and destroy the families with the money.
Now, let's go through this blow by blow, because it's admitted they're setting kids up here. Kids go to juvenile hall now for a couple absences because they rig it. They scream the parents, scream at them until they sign them over, and then they're gone. They get raped. They get tortured. They get kept in longer than they're supposed to be here in Texas. And then it just continues. This lady's been arrested for falsifying cases, but do they release all the kids that were grabbed by her? No.
No, not at all. Well, that's why, Alex, I'm just trying to figure out why nothing's being done. I don't understand why America. I mean, I've actually tried to call all the Muslims.
Sir, I'm not trying to scare you, but have you seen your children? Some of them, 3,000 are missing. There may be a reason you're not getting your children back.
Oh, no, I know that. I believe that my children have been molested. There's signs of it. And what happens is the reason is that's why I only see my kids 2 hours a month. When I see my kids, I see them acting out things. When my kids tell me they're seeing pictures of people with no clothes on, that's the end. It tells me right there. And then the people that are standing there at this 1 hour visit tells my kids they can't talk about it and stuff like this. It just, I mean,
yeah, but it's real simple. You've got pedophile rings that get to go kidnap your kids. I mean, it's real simple.
Okay, but what I'm just saying is, why is America? Why is this going on?
Because we're scum. We are a demon possessed nation. It's real simple. I mean, it's just like in Sodom and Gomorrah. They came to the door and told Lot, "Give us your children."
Right.
That's what they do.
And that's what they did. They took our kids by force.
I want you to describe how they took them. Tell us about that.
Well, the sad situation is what happens is my wife stayed at the hospital all night with our daughter, and I brought the three kids to the hospital the next day, and that's when they came in and took the kids. They didn't show me a warrant or a pickup order. They said they had one, but they didn't produce it. And the officer, I asked the officer, I said, if you were a German soldier and I was a Jew, would you, and they told you to shoot me, would you do that? This is what the officer told me. He says, when they tell me to jump, all I do is ask them how high. And he said, I've got a wife and I've got a family that I have to provide for.
Yeah, he's scum. He's going to hell. There's absolutely no doubt about it. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The federal government paying bounties on children's head is accelerating the abduction of children. There's no due process. It's run by pedophiles. It's the only Greek you can get to go around grabbing innocent children from innocent families. See, in the past, if there was criminal evidence of serious abuse, then it was a criminal matter. You got all these made-for-TV movies and stuff about all the abuse that's going on. The real abuse is the government. Now, we were just talking to Greg Pound, who had his children kidnapped 2.5 years ago. They're about to permanently terminate his rights to them. He's been to jail for not giving up the new baby to these creeps. You're in Pinellas County where they killed Shivo. You were just talking about all that. Run, and you said it's like an organized crime syndicate. Repeat all that to the listeners.
Well, Alex, it's a situation here where they're laundering people for money, those who can't defend themselves against them. The poor, the fatherless, and the widows, I mean, when you watch the website freeourkids.com, when I mentioned this the last time I was on your program, I've got more calls than you could ever imagine just from that one little segment of just mentioning it on your program. And what happens is that in Florida, what they're doing is just like, it's so hard for us. I mean, me and my wife never have been separated from our kids. It's either she was with them or I was with them or we were there together all the time. And what happens is to have our kids taken from us and they hear them screaming and crying and just trying to figure out what's
going on. Yeah, I've seen it. I've been there when they're doing it. For those that, and of course they weren't my children, so I could only feel one tenth of the pain. It was more than I could bear. Literally, I was bawling my eyes out, and the demons were smiling and enjoying it. They are actual hell spawn. You're dealing with pedophile butchers. Tell the people what it's like to see it.
Well, what it is this is what it did to my wife. My wife went 9 days after that experience without sleeping. 9 days to the place where I had to call 911 and have her taken to the hospital. And then they Baker acted her because she said to the nurse, she said, there's worse things that can happen in life than death, as she was explaining what we're going through. And what happens is the nurse Baker acted her.
It's all set up like that. And then when your kids cried saying, we want mommy, I guarantee you, they started trying to pump deadly drugs down them.
Oh, yeah. It's just a shame to see what they've done to our
You're abnormal. You don't like a state that seizes your children for no reason. You're not normal.
Yeah. You know, Alex, it's a shame that people have gotten so cold-hearted in America that they could do something like this.
Well, you know what? All these cold-hearted people that do it and all these cold-hearted folks that turn away and go, it's not my business, they're going to lose everything they got, too. Does anybody think anyone's safe with criminals like this running things? Have you heard about the state of Texas?
No, I haven't.
I mean, it's just, Jerome Corsi came on here and said it's run by pedophiles. That is what happens. These people rule. They rule.
Well, listen to this newspaper article. It's real short. It says Pinellas Park. It says the two brothers grew up in separate foster homes, but both say they were abused again and again, physically and sexually, while in foster care. One brother said he was sodomized in three different homes. The other claims he was also raped and forced to sit in his own urine for hours, or kept outside without food or water. It says they told the caseworker about the abuse, but either nothing was done or they were moved to another abusive situation year after year, the suit says. Now, this is after they came out of the system being used by pedophiles. Now they're grown up, and they won a lawsuit here in Pinellas, I mean, for, you know, several thousand dollars, but they cover everything.
No. I mean, your town, we've analyzed the town, we know all about it. You have a big Satan group there, and I'm serious when I say that. Okay, I know this stuff sounds crazy. You have a major satanic cult in your town.
Oh, no, it's evident. It's evident to see. I mean, we just had the Largo Police Department busted for a pedophile ring. FBI did a sting ring on the Largo Police Department. I mean, we're talking about... I don't understand. See, we're supposed to, as a nation, our strength as men was our purity, was our keeping ourselves under control. When I see the men totally out of control, this is a judgment on our nation and on the men in America. And if the men do not repent and begin loving their wives and their children without sex, we're going to be in big, big trouble. This nation, I mean, that's why they're pounding this sexual stuff on us, because it destroys us. It's destroying our nations, destroying our families.
No, that's right. You're absolutely right. It is a trap, and then it's how they control them. Look, you're not part of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, unless they've got dirt on you, and their favorite dirt is this, because this evil system loves to feed on children. Now, we're about to break again, but tell us what it was like, how they actually grabbed your children.
Well, what it is... It was something, I was trying to figure out what I was there were three officers in there, and I didn't know what to do. All I could do, as I was trying to figure out whether I should explode on them or what I'm supposed to do with the situation. And that's what they were doing. There were three in the room, maybe three standing outside the door. They took our kids by force. And I asked them, I said, on what ground? I mean, do you have a warrant? On what ground are you taking our kids from us? And so what happens is, I mean... And, you know, we're just sitting there trying to figure out, I mean, as a man...
Well, I just want to pray that they all have heart attacks, they all get cancer, they all have bad car wrecks. And you know what? God's gonna grant that. I hope those guys know, and I hope all of them know, they're not going to have to wait till they go to hell. God is going to just... Oh, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi.
All right, my friends, welcome back. This tears my guts out because back when I had time and I was just doing local radio and just started syndicated radio 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago during that period, we really got into fighting this locally here. And the stuff I've seen, I mean, the falsification of reports on their face, the incredible evil, the people that run this, I mean, you've got to actually be around them. They get off on the crying parents. They literally, it's like something out of a horror movie. You have not seen evil. And you know what? I was naive 10 years ago. I thought I knew about the New World Order. I didn't know. You have no idea until you've been around these people, until you've experienced it, just how wicked they are. And Hannah and Isaiah and Joanna and Susanna, and imagine 7, 6, 4, and 3. One of them was less than a year old when she was grabbed. Thank God, you know, the 7-year-old's probably got, you know, that basic 4.5 years of training to remember who her parents are. These people are directly out of the pits of hell. How many adopted children do the parents not know that healthy, happy baby they got was stolen from crying parents who've done nothing by, and that's the lucky babies that go to good families. Most of them get put into systems. They launder them for the drugs, putting them on drugs, psychiatric, screwing them up, and most of them end up A lot of them end up dead by the time they're 20, 25. They end up in prisons. They end up being abusers themselves. I just pray to our Heavenly Father. I pray to Jesus, Yahweh, to help all of the captives, all these little children, that all of the scum that has done this be arrested, that all of the scum be revealed, that all of the scum get in trouble. If it means the children being released, that God, you strike these people down dead. I mean, I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, that these are good Christian people out there who the beast is mainly attacking, who do not deserve this, and they cry out to you to protect them. Everybody needs to pray for Greg Pound and his wife and his little babies who are in the clutches of the CPS worker that made up the charges, again, was arrested on false charges. They don't care. They just cover it up. That just means they went after the wrong people that knew how to pull levers. The average person doesn't know how to defend themselves or doesn't have the connections to do it. It's not who you are, it's who you know. Well, we know our Heavenly Father, and I'm praying for all. I'm begging for all of you out there to pray for this man and his family. And you know what? If it sounds mean, then I'm sitting here saying these people are going to have horrible lives, horrible things are going to happen to them. I'm warning the evil people out there, people that are getting into evil. You think it's fun to persecute the innocent. You get off on doing evil things. You think you're going to get power out of it. You think this ride's going to go on forever. You are cursed in this life. And I know this is how the world works. I have experienced it. When you do wrong, you are going to be punished for it. And then sometimes, you know, God's people get persecuted, like Job. It's a test. And I am just, this is so horrible. This man is begging God for help. God has helped you. You told the story when you called in last week that you cried out to God during the latest thing, and that this witch was arrested the next day.
Right. It actually happened 4 months later. Megan Gallagher was arrested. As I looked at, it was December 10th, she started our case. It was after, what it was, I talked to her on the phone. I remember calling her, and we were crying, and it was after that time, after talking with her, and she's just laughing. She was laughing so hard she had to muzzle her phone.
I know, folks, that changed me so much. People wonder why I get so vicious and so angry. I have seen them relishing horror and pain. There's no, literally like demons feeding off the pain. I mean, this is like a Lovecraft novel. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And so what happens is, I mean, at that point, it's just, I mean, that was a revival to me. I mean, then it showed me.
You actually talked to the demon.
I'm sorry?
You were actually talking to the demon over the phone.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the girl was just laughing, and so what I did is after she hung up, I just kept crying. I kept crying to my Father in heaven, and it's amazing just, you know, just the stuff that has happened in this case. Like, for instance, someone dropping off at my front door from the court five large envelopes with documentation of what the court's doing. For instance, I have right here they ordered us into what they call a psychological evaluation. Now, they sent us the schedule of the date and the time of the evaluation to Dr. Greensburg, and what happens, the copy that we have, Greg goes on Friday, August 27th at 2004, then my wife goes on September the 3rd for these evaluations, but underneath it says where it has this confidential information that we're not supposed to receive. It has what the court tells the doctor, what they want us to find on us, what they want to report on us. Now, this is information.
Now, let's be clear. They told you to go to psychological training. They're always saying, well, give the kids back if you do everything we say and
right.
Sign them over. And then really you never get them. So you went to your own psychiatrist, said you were fine. That wasn't good enough. And then you find out it's all rigged, and you find out that that the doctors they send you to, that it's all a rigged game.
Right. They're court providers. It's like the one doctor that evaluated my wife, I asked him in court, took me a year to get him in. I said, how many evaluations have you done in the first 3 months? He said, 100. And I said, how much do you get paid per evaluation? He said, $500 per evaluation. I said, who pays you? He said, this court. And I said, how many years have you been doing it? He said, I've been doing it for 28 years. This judge, Judge Fleming's been the judge there for 30 years. He's been operating with her through this court, running people.
Yeah, Judge Fleming needs to be investigated. Let me tell you how you stop these people. And I know you don't have the money, but this is how it works. You get PIs to start following them, folks, and you get stuff immediately. I mean, people that can snatch kids all day and all night from innocent families and put them in rape pits, believe me, folks, they are... Well, look at Texas. Just look at what's come out in Texas. That's how we're going to have to look. I'm telling you what, I just can't wait till we get this country back. Because please continue, though.
Alex, where I see the problem is, I see the problem falling upon the men in America. If the men in America, as it says in the last verse of Malachi, it says that the men do not stand up and defend the children, the Lord God is going to bring, Yahweh's going to bring a curse upon the men.
Yeah, we got a bunch of effeminate twit men who are perverts running things with their black ski mask, attack dog, brainwashed idiot cops that'll serve them. And that cop, when they were snatching your kids, you said, well, if you were a Nazi soldier, and you know, and I was a Jew, would you shoot me? And he said to you, when they say jump, I ask how high.
Right. Well, you know, it's just sad. It's just, it's a real sad situation.
Well, that's fine. They're going to take his pension fund. They're going to take everything he's got, and he'll still worship him. He is a piece of trash. And by the way, he'll wonder why his kids get leukemia. He'll wonder why his, he is going to wonder. And let me tell you something, you piece of trash. You are cursed. Every one of you, and it's real. You reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. Karma,
right.
Whatever you want to say. You are cursed. You are cursed for what you do to the innocents. What did Jesus tell him? It's better you tie a millstone around your chicken neck than to hurt one of these.
That's what I told the judge. That's what I tell him when I go to court. I said, there's a judge that judges. And what happens, it's amazing, the attorney that ripped us off for literally, she got shot in the head here. This amazing, this attorney, Stacy Plummer, if you were to go to St. Pete Times and you were to look at this lady, this, and in the court system I'm running, the juvenile court system, it's run by all women. The state attorneys were women.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, the whole thing
it's
is...
the same thing here, and I'm not knocking women, but it's a certain guild of them, and they are hard as nails, and they just glow with power. I mean, they literally just... I've seen them grind their teeth and just... the power. I've seen them just... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. You've seen it, yeah.
And so it's just...
Well, I mean, what do you expect? They steal kids all day. They get off on it. Folks, they're devils. I'm telling you. Go to a CPS court, folks. I'm telling you, you will encounter actual devils.
Well, you know, if they could watch the website freeourkids.com, and you watch every one of those sites, and you watch what it does to those people that are being raped of their kids, you'll see the people. You'll see how it breaks them.
Who's this lawyer got shot in the head?
Yeah. It's Stacy Plummer. She lived in a $1.9 million home as an attorney, supposedly defending families, and she's ripping the families off while she's working with the Department of Children and Family and taking people's kids. And it's just so hopeless because they strip you of all your
money. Oh, who shot her in the head?
Well, she got rid of her husband. She adopted three kids through the Department of Children and Family, where then she was getting money for this adoption. It's actually, they're literally laundering the kids. And
no, I understand. It's a huge business. Who shot her in the head?
It was, I guess, she separated from her husband, and she had this other guy in there. And I guess that's how that happened.
See, it wasn't even apparent. Shot in the head. Did she die?
Oh, yeah, she's dead.
Oh, see there? See what's going to happen, and it's not going to be us that does it. You're going to get cancer. You're going to die. I've seen it.
Well, you know, here's a first...
Oh, I hate you! Man, these people... No, I mean, I've been where you've been, but it wasn't my children. I've seen them smiling. I've seen it. I mean, these folks, you've got to go see it for yourself. I'm telling you.
Alex, let me ask you this. Why is there not attorneys standing up? Why is there not... I mean, when you have a true, legitimate case where these people lie, come in and falsify documentation, that's like...
Because how it works in these towns is they disbar you if you don't play ball. You can't even get in court. And so they just go in, and it's all a good old boys club. And they just... They literally feed on us. And my God, it's one thing to take our houses and our money and push us around and make us show ID cards and have the cops boss us around, but snatching our children.
It's unbelievable.
But you see what happened. Now again, you cried out to God, and then 4 months later she got arrested. What is she doing now?
Well, she, I don't know. She wouldn't tell in court when I finally... It took me a year to get her subpoenaed in the court. Cost $1,000. And what happens is after we got her in there, I asked her, I said, she said she didn't even get fired. She said she quit her job. And, here it is. She falsified 26 cases. I mean, these are just the ones that they brought to light. And this woman comes to my house. She's got a steel rod in her tongue. She comes out and takes our kids. And here's this lady. It's like, she made this big deal about, we don't watch television. We didn't have a television in our home. She's made this big thing when you see our kids never watch television. They said this is, and they put in there in their reports that this is the first time the kids have ever seen television. We don't watch TV. That's a choice we make. We spend time reading and going to the park.
But now they've got a plug. But now they've got your kids plugged into that thing.
12 hours a day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, they sit in daycare watching TV. It's crazy.
And then at night, God knows what happens. Well, I just now tell us about some of the other stories. Now, again, Florida is the worst. It has 35% higher rate of snatching kids. That's the federal numbers than the national average. You've got links up on your page about that. And again, now you got into this 2.5 years ago. Did you ever hear about in Florida the 3,000 missing kids?
Yeah, I can give you, as a matter of fact, if you want, I can give you the website or the phone number. You can call Department of Children and Family, any of the listeners. They could call it at 850-410-8543. This is the Missing Children Department for Department of Children and Family. The list that I have of these little children, the real small one, is over 630 little children missing. Now, when you call them, they're going to ask you, when you ask them, is it true that you've got over 600 children missing? The first question they're going to ask you is, are you a news reporter? And then if you, then when you answer the question, say, well, I'm going to put you on hold. They put you on hold and they don't come back. Or you can go to the website.
Now, let's be clear. 600 plus missing tiny children. Ladies and gentlemen, they found a lot of them dead. Now, folks, that was even on CNN, but then it got shut down. And pedophiles running it, okay? They're probably in Saudi Arabia. Why have we turned into this?
Right. Well, you know, Alex, I mean, I cry every day for my kids. I mean, it's like I can't even look at a picture. I've been separated from my wife for over a year now.
Now, let's explain how you went to jail because your wife had another child, another blessing, and the demons came. The ring race, the Nazgul came. Go over that.
That's a whole... Listen to this. They came out, filed... Before they can come in and take your children, they have to file... There has to be an allegation of abuse, abandonment, neglect. The CPI agents came out. They made another false police report. Now, this judge, Fleming, knew this is a... She knows this is a false police report. She's been on this case for 2 years. So what happens is they take this false police report, and they go ahead and they file it in court, and what I've been now fighting with over a year, I want the sheriff's department to send this false police report to the state attorney's office so I can prosecute the state attorney and the judge.
But Jeb Bush would do nothing.
Nothing. I've got him on tape. I've recorded, and they're telling me, we're not touching that. We're not sending it to the state attorney's office. I would call the internal
just
affairs.
Just like the state and the feds wouldn't, with every major juvenile center, giant rape rooms, that is mainstream news now. Covered up, and the governor still is doing nothing. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it's, you know, the one thing we need to pray is we need to ask the Lord God, Yahweh, to judge this country for what it's doing. I mean, this cannot get...
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I wouldn't blame God if he just blew the whole planet up.
Exactly.
I mean, if aliens were flying by, they'd say, that's a planet of scum.
Yeah.
Now, but I mean, let's go back here, though, specifically. So then they wanted to grab your newborn baby. Tell us about that.
Right. So what they did is they went ahead and they wanted to come in and take the baby. The minute my wife got wind of it, she said, I'm not a breeder for the state, and she went ahead and left. So she got out of their jurisdiction where they can't touch her, and that. But they still have a warrant out for her. They got what they call a diligent search. I was in court Monday. I go to court Monday for what is called a judicial review. The judge gives me 4 minutes to speak. He gives the state attorney 26 minutes, and I'm trying to defend myself, and I'm trying to ask the judge some real simple questions about what's going on in court. I explain to the judge, listen, I'm not an attorney, and I just have some simple questions that I'd like to ask you concerning what's going on in this court. And this is just one of them. I said, Your Honor, you and the prosecutor have taken an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America in the state of Florida. Is that correct? Yes or no? And the guy thought there for a minute because he knew where I was going because I want a trial by jury. I'm asking if we have a right for $20.
Oh, that's right. You don't get juries, folks. They can take the most precious thing to you on earth, your children, and you never see a day in court, no warrants, no nothing. It's just smiley-faced child molesters. That's all you're ever going to see.
Well, that's why if we don't stand up for our rights, we lose them. And the Constitution...
They even stick their tongues out, folks. I've seen the CPS. They get little piggy faces because they're always soft cordwood. And they're just... And they got little piggy eyes, and they always flick their tongues. They just... Like Ted Bundy's or John Wayne Gacy's. Folks, I'm telling you got to see them. Their little tongues just stick out. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you not seen that? Because
I've seen it.
Oh, so you've seen it? The smiling, the little.
Oh yeah, I mean, they're sitting there. Listen to this. The state attorney's up there with the guardian ad litem, talking about how well our kids are doing. Our kids have been to the doctors over 100 times. My son has 6 cavities. None of my kids had cavities. They bring us with lice in their hair, ringworm on their face.
Oh, I know.
My one daughter had diaper rash so bad her skin was peeling off. And this stuff is all everything we keep documenting, putting it in the record. What's going on here? I mean,
what's wrong with people? I mean, either you want to defend the innocent or you want to hurt them. I mean, they are of the devil, ladies and gentlemen. It's simple. They revel in it. Now, so they arrested you for a month because you wouldn't tell them where your wife went.
No, I didn't know where my wife went.
I understand, but they put you in the hoosegow for a month.
Exactly. That's right. Then they tried to break me while I was in jail.
Tell us what they did to you in the jail when we get back. This is America. This is what happens to Christians and homeschoolers, those that aren't in Pastor Hagee's church learning how to worship Israel. This is what we've turned into, and it's only going to get worse.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
That should be your war drums. You should be getting fired up. Fight against these enemies. These are literal monsters that stalk the countryside. They do it in uniform. The website is freeourkids.com, freeourkids.com for a whole bunch of cases and nightmares that are going on. We got to get our guests back on again to talk more about this. We're going to be covering this subject again in depth in the near future because it's just ongoing. I want to give out numbers to the Child Kidnapping Command Base for anybody that wants to call them and let them know that we're aware of their evil. Also, how do people contact you? How do they support you? We know that this particular Pinellas County there enjoys publicly doing evil, but finish up, Greg Pound, with what they did to you in jail.
Well, the first thing they did is I sat. It took me 24 hours to get booked in, and then after I went through the medical stuff, they wanted me to sign some papers, and so I read through the papers to see what I'm signing. And it said that they would have authority over me in case something I had psychological problems or any physical problems if I got beat up or something.
Yeah, they have you sign yourself over to them with power of attorney.
Right.
It's all contract fraud.
Right. And so when I read that, I said to the nurse, I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but the only one that I would give this to is my wife. She's the only one that I would give the authority to make any decisions for me, for psychologically or physically." And the lady said, "Well, you need to sign this." She said, "You need everyone signs it. You need to sign it." I said,
"But
sorry,
real fast, finish up the story. What happened?"
So either way, they came in, they took me out, they took me to a cell, this cell where it was freezing cold, stuck me in there and left me in there like I was in there for a couple of days, and I was just sitting in this cell. Like, they had it down to like 40 degrees, and a lady
torture.
Was on,
it's America. They torture you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just. And I was just trying to figure out, I don't know what they're doing.
And let
here.
Me tell all the scum that watches 24 and fantasizes about torturing children, and that's what their show has admitted. They're even calling the new drone program after the show, the Homeland Security. When it's happening to you, just remember, okay? But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, the sad situation is I had these two CPI agents, child protection investigators, under a camera. I videotaped the conversation I had with them. And I told them specifically that, listen, my wife left, and I don't know where she's at. And they went the next day and said, Mr. Pound said he knows where his wife's at. And I wanted to present. I had the evidence. I said, Your Honor, I have rebuttal evidence and direct testimony from the state. And she refused to look at it. She said, you're going to jail. I said, on what grounds? And so what happens is that I've got so much on these people, Alex.
Listen. It's rare when the state doesn't lie. It's rare when they're, because it's not the state. It's a privately owned corporation run by devil worshippers, and that's what we're under, and it's just going to get worse and worse. And all I can say is buy more guns, buy more ammo, folks. Try to wake more people up, and just remember who the enemies of your soul and of humanity are. And just protect yourselves from these people. You don't want to end up in a FEMA camp with them over you. What about phone numbers? If folks want to get in contact with you, give out any contact info.
727-319-3705. And you'll find all the contact information on the website, freeourkids.com.
So the number again, give us your number again.
727-319-3705. Alex, I'll be honest with you. The last time I talked with you, I'm just one person, and it's hard for me to answer the phone. Because I mean, I've got people on there now crying. That I don't know if they think I can help them. I can't help them.
No, I understand. It's everywhere. It's just wolves feeding on us. I've likened it to where I'm like in a lifeboat in the North Atlantic, and there's 100 people in the lifeboat. It could really only hold 50. It's about to go under, and there's millions of hands screaming out of the icy water. And then up on the deck of a big ship's a bunch of fat-bellied cops and bureaucrats dancing around going, we're the good guys, we're the good guys, while they rape and murder and drug deal and everything else they do. Sir, we're going to talk to you soon. We love you. We'll pray for you. We understand you're just one person. We're going to pray for your children.
Thank you. And
through the grace of God, we got to get them back. We'll have you back for another interview to find out how you get them back, because they're about to try to terminate, obviously, any connection to them and change their names. God bless you, sir. We'll be back tomorrow.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.